Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Loads of news happening around the country this week that just didn't quite make the headlines. Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie's in studio with me today to tell us all about them. How are you?
I'm very well. Can I ask you the obvious question? Are you going?
No.
Oasis.
No tickets. Didn't get them. I did try.
They're
last
hard
year.
Got this time round, definitely.
I sort of hoped I might have got one in the last few days. I kind of think once you hit Friday lunchtime, that's it.
Yeah, particularly for tomorrow night. It feels like the whole country's going and yet no one has any spare tickets.
Because there's been so much build up and momentum to this gig, I now feel like I'm missing out a little bit.
Oh yeah. I'll be blocking everyone on Instagram tomorrow evening, to be honest, who's going to it. Anyway, have a ball if you're going. We're not going. Feels like sort of late night love radio with that song.
What story are you going to tell us after playing this song?
We're
going to
talk about something something I've never thought about once in my life, which is, where's the most fertile town in Ireland?
Can't say I've thought about it much either, to be honest.
Well, now we have the answer to it. If you're wondering where people are getting it on, it is Wexford, and more specifically Enniscorthy in County Wexford. Yes,
we're getting it on in Wexford.
They are indeed.
Enniscorthy, though, in particular.
In particular, Enniscorthy. Yes, it's specific to the town of Enniscorthy. The women of Enniscorthy, the most fertile in the country, according to new CSO figures. So the CSO has been looking at the number of births and deaths across the country in 2022. And the fertility rate for women aged 15 to 49 was highest in Enniscorthy. They have 57 births per 1,000 women in Enniscorthy. The second most fertile place in Ireland is Newcastle West in County Limerick. And then it is Loughrea in Galway, Tramore in Waterford, and Moat in Westmeath. There's no rhyme or reason to this. These are just the towns that have the most fertile men and women.
Mm-hmm. And less tellies.
And less tellies.
Not a rural areas.
TV's on the blink. On the other end of the scale, just to bring the mood down a bit, there were 15 local electoral areas which experienced a negative natural increase. And what that means is more deaths than births. And that is Ballinamore in Leitrim, Kilrush in Clare, Swinford in Mayo, Kenmare in Kerry, Glenties in Donegal, and Ballmullet in Mayo. So the advice to people in those areas, get making babies, because more people are dying than being born. Right. So they need the birth rate to go up there.
Okay. I have to say that was very interesting.
Yes.
Not something I thought of before. What about this on your wedding day? The coaster just
got Well, life is a roller coaster. Weddings can be a roller coaster too, certainly an emotional roller coaster. So spare a thought for this couple, because Roy Murray and Delphine Coudray have been together 25 years and they decided to do something unique to mark their wedding day. So they went to Emerald Park to ride some of the roller coasters. Actually, for the first...
Hang on, just the bride and groom or the whole group?
And their kids. And their kids. So the four of them headed off. The wedding couple's first time ever on a roller coaster and decided to do it on their wedding day. Now, if there's one thing I like less than weddings, it's roller coasters.
This doesn't surprise me at all about you now, to be honest.
So this is my nightmare. But breakingnews.ie have this story. The couple are from Trim in County Meath and they've two adult children, Zoe and Luca. And they got married on Monday in the Ardboyne Hotel in Navan. Their kids were their witnesses for the wedding, so a lovely family event. Then they had a barbecue at their house and then headed off to Emerald Park, a place I've never been to, but wouldn't be far from Navan or Trim.
No, I've never been. Do you know what? And I want to go because I've heard great things about it.
Yeah, and they have this big roller coaster. Cú Chulainn is the roller coaster there. Now, they started off on the children's roller coasters and worked their way up to doing...
This is on the wedding day.
Yes.
Dress, veil and all.
Yes. On Monday. There's great pictures of it on Breaking News.
Brilliant photos, actually.
They started off with the easier roller coasters and then worked up the courage to do the Cú Chulainn, as they'd never been on a roller coaster before. Then they went out to Ballinter House for a meal.
Oh, yeah. I was at a friend's wedding there before.
Yeah, it meant to be lovely.
Lovely spot, yeah.
So they had a meal after the roller coaster in Ballinter House, and they are planning a big family occasion later in the year, so they'll have a big wedding.
Certainly different.
Yeah, they're going to have a big wedding party. Unfortunately, they never told Emerald Park they were coming, and a spokesperson for Emerald Park gave them huge congratulations and said they were sorry they weren't made aware of the big occasion, but they've offered the couple complimentary tickets.
I was just about to say, I bet they'll invite them back.
Yes, if they want to ride the roller coasters again. So, nice story.
We'd love to hear what's the most, if you can top that now on your wedding day, what's the most unique or bizarre thing you did to celebrate your wedding day? If you can top going to Emerald Park and spending the day on roller coaster rides, we'd love to hear about it. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. What happens at a vegan festival? festival.
Yeah.
Music festival, I should say.
No, sorry, I'm giving out about weddings and roller coasters. I also would hate going to a muddy festival surrounded...
Is there anything you enjoy in life?
Well, I don't want to go to a mucky festival surrounded by vegans, I have to say.
Other than you can't say that. Nothing wrong with vegans.
No, but this is a celebration of veganism and music in Carlow.
You just won't be eating meat.
They certainly won't. Carlow's going to make history this weekend. It's the first county in Ireland to host a vegan music festival.
But what is that? But are the artists all vegan?
Everyone's vegan. Well, certainly the attendees are vegan. I don't know if the artists are or not. But it's the idea of combining veganism with music. Now, apparently, this is the first time it's happening in Ireland, but this is prominent in other countries around the world. So for 3 days, starting today, Lisnava House and Garden in Rathvilly will be transformed into a vegan's paradise for Fela Vegan, is what it's called.
Fela Vegan.
And they're going to have live music, thought-provoking talks, delicious vegan food, non-food vegan vendors, whatever that is, cooking demonstrations and wellness sessions. And we're told that there's lots to do and see if you're a seasoned vegan or someone maybe who's just curious about the veganism lifestyle and about cruelty-free living. And there's a surprise guest who isn't a surprise now because we know about it, Sharon Shannon. She's going to be the surprise guest and will headline tomorrow night at the festival in Carlow. And if you're wondering the link between veganism and music and the reason why there's a need for a festival, organisers say because vegans love to dance. That's why. And we're promised that veganism, music and wellness will be combined into one singular event for like-minded people. The only thing that would attract me to this festival is that dogs are allowed too. So I'll go and bring my dog, but that's about it.
Very good. Now, I'd love to know, would you like to be remembered by this?
Stop all the clocks, cut off the telephone, prevent the dog from barking with a juicy bone, silence the pianos and with muffled drum, bring out the coffin, let the mourners come.
I love that. That is from, of course, Four Weddings and a Funeral and the Funeral Blues poem there. We're talking funeral directors for our next story now because it turns out some Irish grieving families have begun to use AI to help them write their eulogies for their loved ones.
I'm so disappointed by this.
I'm not, because it can be very difficult to write a eulogy.
It can, but like
it should be meaningful, yes.
Yeah, if you're going to write, like presumably if you've been asked to write the eulogy, right?
Mm.
This is for somebody, you are exceptionally close to this person.
True.
It's a parent, it's your spouse, or it's your sibling, or it's a really close friend or colleague. And if you've been asked to write the eulogy, like, I just think the idea of sitting listening to something that is so generic that you could write about anybody would kill me.
The only thing I will say about that, Irish funerals happen very quickly, like within 72 hours.
I know. It's very difficult. It's a very hard thing to do.
If someone dies, you have the shock of that, and then you're expected in 2 or 3 days to get up and encapsulate their whole life in one speech.
Oh, it's very hard.
So I can see why they're using AI for it. Niamh Sweeney, president of the Irish Association of Funeral Directors, says members, funeral directors, are now going to be offered education on the benefits and pitfalls of using AI for funerals. Niamh Sweeney is also a funeral director too, and Mary Cunniff is also quoted in this article in the Irish Independent. She's a funeral director with Massey Brothers, and she says she's aware too of families using AI to help write eulogies. She said she had two different families recently who used it to write poems about their loved ones, and some funeral directors are beginning to introduce it more because they're using it for memorial cards and things like that. I certainly didn't realise this when I was on RIP.ie having a look, that some of the messages are generated by AI, but it seems like it's happening. There's also
taking over everywhere.
Yeah, there's a priest, Father Dermot Hogan, who says he can understand why families use it, and they'll use all resources to help ensure that their loved ones are given every dignity during their funeral.
Okay, finally, you're going to tell me about the National Brown Bread Baking Competition.
Yes, everyone loves brown bread, so this is a dream competition, and it'll all happen at the Ploughing Championships. This is the National Brown Bread Baking Competition, and we have our finalists who've just been announced this week. So 8 bakers will try to rise to the top. with their brown bread.
Wouldn't thank you for brown bread.
Really?
No.
Oh, I love brown bread.
It's not something I'd ever make.
Warm brown bread with a rake of real Irish butter. Delicious. Anyway, even to get the long list down to the short list was a tough task for the judges, because the poor judges had to sample 130 loaves.
Oh my God. That'd be hell. You'd love that.
That's my dream job. I want to do this next year.
If anybody at the Ploughing's listening, Shane Beattie is offering himself up as a judge for you next year.
And this year's lineup of eight, they're from 5 counties, and they're going to now spend the next month flat out making sure that their brown bread is absolutely perfect. The finalists are Pauline Brown, Faith Ikenuru, Helen Walker, Anya Cotter, Maureen Igo, Josephine Kelly, Tracy Mullen-Ryan and Cathy Bulger. Now, we mentioned the Ploughing. So the Ploughing is on in Tullamore on the 16th and 17th of September and the 18th indeed. The semi-finals are on the first 2 days. The grand final is on the 18th of September in the afternoon. And your next question you're going to ask me, what do you win?
What do you win?
You win $5,000 in cash. Now, nice. This is worth baking brown bread for. $5,000 in cash. And you watch The Great British Bake Off?
No, not a big fan.
Okay, perfect then to give you this line. There's a Neff slide and hide oven.
I have one.
Do you?
Love it.
Do you?
Love
that's what you're going
the slide
to
and hide. Oh my God, it was game changing.
I saw some, I think it was Alison Hammond on Celebrity Bake Off, who wondered where the door had disappeared to.
It just slides
it
in.
It vanishes.
It's really, if you're like, you know, not that I, you know, like cook for mass amounts of people very frequently, but when you do, it's so easy for lifting stuff in and out. It actually works better if you have it at, you know, your proper arm level, like you're not bending down. If you have a raised oven, it works better.
God, you're very fancy.
Yeah, I treated myself to a slide and hide.
Well, if you're not like you and would like one, you need to enter this competition. So $5,000 in cash and the slide and hide oven.
Shane Beattie, Breakfast Briefing presenter. Enjoy the weekend, and hopefully, you know, you never know, you might manage to get your hands on Oasis tickets.
Yeah, well, I try every week to get tickets for stuff, and it never works. But I'll try again this week. Thank you. Have a lovely weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.